Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, I would say that, you know, those that just look at a box score yesterday might say, well, that isn't a typical Beaver hockey game with that many penalty minutes. Not a typical game that you're involved with as a coach. Penalties, and a bunch of them, can be a good thing, can be a bad thing. How many of those were good ones yesterday?
Probably not many of them, to be honest with you, Schultz. Yeah, you know, there were a couple coincidentals, but like I mentioned after the game, they're tough enough to play 5-on-5. You know, you keep giving that team opportunities with a man advantage, and it's just you know, you're playing with fire. And you know, I'll be honest here, I thought our penalty kill did a really nice job. You know, we killed off a 5-on-3, and you know, their first power play goal was a bit of a fluke. They got a puck towards the net, hit a skate, and changed direction and went in. And but you know, we got to be more mindful. We got to do a better job staying out of the box.
Penalties can also show heart and passion and care and want to, and they can also be the other side of things too. How many of those were still pride and want and desire type penalties?
Oh, some certainly were. I mean, obviously there was a bit of a dust up at the end of the second period. There was a play at our net, and you know, players were just going to have each other's back. So those are the kind of penalties you certainly don't mind as a coach. The care factor was there, and some of the other ones though were tripping, hooking penalties. Those are the kind you just got to be really careful of. And you know, they've got some players who are really good at making things look a lot worse than they really are, and we've talked about that. But you just got to be mindful. You got to be smart. You know, we don't want to change the way we play, but again, you got to be very wary of where your stick placement is. And bottom line is, you got to keep your feet moving all the time playing defense.
It's been a struggle for you guys scoring goals all year. How much is that in the back of the mind of your players of, you know, trying too hard, trying to do too much?
Well, yeah, there's no question. You know, some cases are pressing. And that's something that the staff's done a really good job of, just showing them where, you know, here's an opportunity. You know, showing them video clips. You know, what kind of options do you see here? And the group's been really good about identifying opportunities to maybe do something other than just turn the puck over. You know, and it's you know, the biggest thing for us is keeping the group focused and positive. And having that belief that they can win hockey games. You know, we've said before, you get down to some of these teams early, it's tough. I mean, it's that challenge gets that much greater, especially when you find yourself in a 3-0 hole after the first period. So, you know, I mentioned yesterday we're a bit of a fragile team right now, but hey, every day this is a new opportunity, and we talked about that. This is a new opportunity to start a streak, and we know we can play with them. We've showed them clips where when we play the way we need to play, it's all really, really good. We just got to be consistent in those areas.
Fragile and old could be okay. Fragile and young can be a problem. How have your vets helped the rest of the team through this?
Well, certainly you got to have leadership, right? It doesn't matter what sport you're in, what team you have. You know, leadership is so important. And, you know, our leadership group they take a lot upon themselves. They know that. We have the three seniors, but then we have, you know, 6-7, you know, juniors, and that's part of our leadership group. And, you know, we say you don't need a lot of rah-rah speeches. You just need to go out there and show them and play. You know, you got to lead by example type thing. And that's the biggest thing. And I've really, really been proud of that group for doing that.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Specifically today, Jim, how nice would it be to just flat out play with an early lead and try to dictate some more things today?
Oh, it'd be huge. It would absolutely be huge. That's one of the things one of our goals is to, we want to score first. I mean, because there's no question that you know, you've certainly seen the game long enough, that can change a lot of things. And even in yesterday's game, it's 2-0 going into the second. Reese Hunt gets the puck around and past their goalie, and it slides by the open net on the far post. You know, we get a shot from the point that hits a stick, and their goalie doesn't even see it, floats, and it hits her on the side of the helmet, that if it's a quarter inch to the left, it's in the net. And that changes the game. Now it's 2-1. And, you never know. So, yeah, I mean, there's no question that having a lead and playing with a lead would be a luxury. But, again, we just got to go out, and no matter what happens when that puck drops, we got to make sure we're focused and play with intensity and play our game for 20 minutes at a time.
Going back to your playing days, are you a firm believer in you can create your own luck more than luck just happens by chance?
Oh, yeah. That was one of Coach's big mantras was luck. Luck comes to those who are best prepared. So, you know, you got to keep working. And again, this team has worked extremely hard. We've changed things. We've created new drills. We're trying to put them in situations in practice that they're going to see in games, so they're not surprised. And we're just going to keep plugging away, and eventually that puck luck's going to turn our way.
X's and O's, what changes today?
We showed them a number of clips when we were playing extremely well, closing quick. We were getting stops, moving the puck out of the zone really nice. The two areas that really we got to be conscious of is their rush offense. Tremendously talented team. If you give them outnumbered situations, chances are they're going to create a really good scoring opportunity. So it's imperative that we manage the puck through that neutral zone. If when they touch it, hopefully it's 200 feet away from our net, and now we've got to do a really good job through the neutral zone, slowing them down and making them dump pucks.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulte.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.